The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
My head was still pounding from the night before. To make matters worse, Lara's words still rattled around my skull like those kids' toys where you try to get the ball in the hole and I'm the ball. The crime scene was a mess. Third one in as many weeks. Hate to be the galoot stuck putting all of Humpty's pieces back together again. Poor Donald. Good man, but an all-day sucker if I've ever met one. I needed to get his statement on record and get it quick if I was going to keep the shiny new promotion.
So you came by for brunch to find your brother standing over the victims?
Yes, sir.
Then what happened?
God. It was so...
Please, Don, compose yourself. There are women present.
Sorry. You're right. He was standing over their bodies, having just done his wife and daughter. So many pieces. And then he just plunged the axe right into his skull.
Did he say anything to you? Anything at all?
Yes. He said, "What is the frequency? What is the frequency? What is the frequency? What is the frequency?
What's the frequency? What's the frequency? What is the frequency? What is the frequency? What is the frequency? What is the frequency? What's the
And this junk passes for entertainment? You are around here somewhere.
Hey.
Come on. Hey. I just know.
Troubles. Hello. Hey.
I hear you, Ed. Choose not to answer. Just keep watching the hallway. I'm almost there.
Great. All's clear. I'll be down the hall if you need me.
Cheers. Let me know how it all works out.
And will you hurry up?
Damn it. I was certain. Well, Walter, what do you make of that shelf right there? Seems to have some odd proportions, Walter. A closer look will tell all. Sneaky little devil. No force panel has ever been made that Walter Mix couldn't sniff out. Just like that. Hello, Secret Ledger. Oh, hello.
Hey, what's you doing up here?
Excuse me?
Where's my radio show?
Dear Lord, you're kidding, right?
Something funny to use.
Dear fellow, that show was dreadful. The acting, laughable. The dialogue, Monkeys could write a better script.
Monkeys?
Yes, monkeys. Who narrates their thoughts like that out loud?
You've got a smart mouth.
Before you do anything rash, I need to inform you, in a matter of seconds, a woman approximately one quarter of your size is about to put you down for the count.
What lady?
The one tiptoeing right behind you.
Oh, smart man gonna get it now.
All yours. Exactly, according to plan.
Troubles.
Smashing good job, Wit. Jolly good.
Thank God you never shut up. But do you think anyone heard that?
Catch.
You managed to find it! Look at that!
Ready the car. I'll tidy up things here.
Why? What for?
I have a replacement ledger. Should buy us a short period of time before anyone comes looking for us.
Oh, right! You are so smart sometimes.
Wait. For that, I'm buying you a banana split.
Hurry up then! Banana splits don't eat themselves!
I remember my head was still pounding from the night before. I remember. Then what happened? You're not so smart now.
Who's there?
Then what happened?
I can't see.
There was nothing I can do to stop from going deeper into the dark.
And just like that, it's like we were never... Oh! Oh! Check, please!
You're not so smart now.
Wait!
What for?
Come on. You can't expect me to fight two of you.
Huh?
Behind you.
Ow! I'm bleeding, you dirty son of a... Ow! Ow!
No. Window!
99 bottles of beer on the wall. 99 bottles. I'm bored. Maybe I should go check on him. I'm sure he's fine. Anyway, okay, let's see. Interesting. That is weird. So, special ledger. All right, let's take a look, shall we? Names I don't know, of course. Boring names. Numbers. I hope your boring book was worth cheesing off the worst crime family in LA. Dang radio. Stupid. Come on. Work. I want to hear something. I'm bored. This is taking forever. What in the world is taking so long? I guess I'm just destined to complain to myself without anyone hearing me. You know, Radio, it's your loss. Yours. Because I'm not going to go out of my way to talk to you if you're not going to play anything for me and entertain me. You're very bad at your job. You need some positivity in your life. That's what it is. I will feed you a banana. See how you like it. You'll like it. Hurry up. Can't think. I've got banana split on the brain. I've got, guess what? You'll never guess. No guesses? Banana split, that's right. I've got banana split on the brain. Do, 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 do. I should go check on him.
No!
What's that? Troubles?
Ladies, does your man come home from a hard day's work only to seem less than excited by the meal you've prepared? At Spishak, we want nothing more than your home life to be the very best. That's why your kitchen needs Shimmer Sheen Spray, a product brought to perfection by our finest Spishak foodologists. Shimmer Sheen Food Spray makes every meal sparkle. It will have your little ones saying,
"Gee, Ma, that chicken leg sure looks beautiful."
And your husband will appreciate it too.
Wow, just look at that meal sparkle.
Made specifically for suburban life consumption. You'll never have a dull, lifeless meal again.
Are we all locked up?
It would seem so, dear. Yeah, what day is it today?
Thursday.
So it's pot roast.
Maybe.
Yeah, but I love your pot roast.
Some Thursday, I just may surprise you with something different.
Like your rump roast?
You're terrible.
What? I love your rump roast.
I did pick up the Shimmer Sheen spray they've been advertising. So hurry up. Let's get upstairs. Love, Honor, and Decay will be on soon.
Oh, yeah. Don't want to miss that. A shiny dinner and our favorite program. I'll count it till in the morning.
Come on, Slowpoke. Scoot upstairs and settle in.
Dory. So, was it right?
About?
Pot roast?
You're too much, Harold. Get going.
Three more to add to the fire. What? No appreciation? Don't worry, Barton. I'm sure you'll be out of the doghouse soon. Maybe get another shot at patrol, maybe even back on track to detective. All right. You're mad. Not exactly the attitude that gets you out of desk duty.
Mad? I'm mad because you dumped three more papers onto my desk? No, Keats. I'm mad because someone deliberately stole my lunch out of my desk drawer.
I'll be.
It was a ham and Swiss on rye with mustard and relish. Stolen like I was a rookie.
Sounded tasty.
It was going to be.
Well then, there you have it, Barton. Your first case to solve. Yeah, you solve this and... You're well on your way to promotion.
Hey, Barton.
What?
We got troubles.
Tell me about it.
No, the other kind.
Mix?
Back in the holding tank. He's asking for you.
Great. Perfect ending to the day. How long has he been here?
Boys brought him in an hour ago with some ugly giant slab of meat. Apparently they fought their way out a two-story window.
Have to file these first.
Okay.
Gans.
Yes?
Did you just come back from break?
How'd you know?
Clean yourself up. You still have mustard on your cheek.
Louise? I'm home.
Oh, Donald, thank goodness you're here.
Dear, what is it?
Neville, he was here looking for your brother's book.
James's book?
He scares me, Donald.
Scoundrel. He better not have laid one finger.
No, I'm all right. It's just, I'm afraid of what he might do next if we don't give him the book. What should we do? Can you speak to James?
Sweetheart, something terrible has happened.
Come on with it, Donald. You've got my nerves on edge.
It's James. He's done something horrific. He...
So, I had my hand way up there, and she has me by my ankles, holding on for dear life.
By the ankles?
Finally, we're out of gas, and she turns to me and says, if you worked any harder, I was going to have you fill out a W-2.
That's funny.
Hey, quiet it down in here. It's a holding cell, not a bar room.
Finally. Did you process me out yet?
How many times, Troubles, I keep finding myself pulling you out the jam?
Yes, Mother.
Mother? Oh.
I'm an officer of the law. My job is slightly broader than playing house mom to you.
Say, would you have a stick of gum?
Are you listening to me?
Every word, Mother.
Mother.
Gum?
As you are aware, I always have some gum.
Yep. Can you put it in my mouth? Arms in a sling. Fell from window. Mighty brave of you.
To the point. Any progress?
On?
The ledge?
The what?
Did you get...
What? This gum is so loud. You know what? This gum is causing a lot of problems.
You're a child.
You were saying? The ledger?
Shh.
Oh. Are we not safe?
Where is it?
Somewhere. Will you be opening these bars anytime soon? Come on, process me out of here. I'll get back to my place, get you the ledger. Heck, I'll even buy you a beer.
The man said he'll buy you a beer.
Boots, you have enough problems.
What do you say, pal?
Be the guy's pal.
Get out of here.
You knew you were gonna do that.
Get going.
Next time, just lead with letting me out. Just be a pal.
Not your pal.
Sure you are. Wait. There you are. Be a dear and turn on a light.
Must I be with you at all times?
I'm fine, really.
Here.
Yikes! Cold. This is for?
Sit down on the couch. And put it on your left hip. You walked in here with a hitch in your step. Figured by the time you got back
the ledger?
Here. It's here. In the safe. The literal safe.
Bravo.
Lift your shirt.
How about a bourbon? Fine. Have at it.
Your sentences sound a little...
Ow! Mama!
Oh, sorry. Short. Not broken. Good. Not cracked. Oh, you got lucky.
Enough
bruised.
Poking.
Definitely bruised.
Can I have a bourbon now? Or must I slither across the floor?
You owe me a banana split. How dead are we?
Well, we're 3 feet in, but don't worry. We can still breathe.
Did you know that you have a very unhealthy Barton obsession?
Could you possibly avoid going through my private things?
You don't have private things. We're practically the same person.
So they tell me.
Troubles.
Yes, Whit?
A woman came by tonight. She needs our help.
Would it be possible to finish this drink first? If it can wait till I'm on my second, I'll be dandy. Put it away. Put it away.
It's too late for a client.
Delivery for Miss Whitney?
I believe that to be you. That is you, right?
Tonight? Yes.
What is it?
Open it.
Ooh, it's cold.
Better hurry.
Oh my gosh! Troubles!
Ta-da! Banana split.
Sweetheart. Dory, what are you doing? Not for a little late night snack? I can't hear you. You're mumbling. Come back to bed. What are you doing with that?
What's the frequency, Harold? What's the frequency, Harold? What's the frequency, Harold? What's the frequency? What's the frequency?
What is the frequency?
Are you receiving this message?
Are you receiving this message?
What is the frequency?
What's the Frequency was written and created by James Oliva. Production and sound design by Alexander Danner. What's the Frequency's theme music composed by Kurt C. Nelson. Please give us a follow on Twitter at WTFrequencyPod. You can find us on Facebook and Tumblr. You can even find us on our website, WTFrequency.com, where you can find out more about our cast, crew, and free transcripts of our show. Now, we try very hard to keep you all informed as to the going-ons behind the scenes. Let us know what you think of the show by subscribing to us via iTunes and all other podcatchers out there. Feel free to leave us a review. Do none of these do it for you? No? Okay. So, you can also contact us directly at wtfrequency@gmail.com. Additional music and sounds used from public domain and Creative Commons sources. We'd also like to give special thanks to Eli Barraza of Far Meridian, an audio drama podcast, Daniel Barron of Yay LA, Pacific Obadiah of the audio drama podcast Lake Clarity, Reagan Adler of the audio drama podcast Oak Podcast, and everyone in the AD community for their support and kindness. You all have a friend in us for life. You know, we hope you've enjoyed our very first episode and implore you to stay tuned throughout the season. You know, it's going to be, it's going to be a hell of a ride. Stay tuned for more. I'm James Oliva, and thank you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.